Okie doke. This is Reverend Ann Perswell, Divine Intuitive Business. We are here for the Divine New Moon Magic Call, the one for May 2020. And I want to welcome you to the call. This is really great that you're here. Oftentimes, people get the guidance to do something, but then they don't take the actual time to go and actually do it. They get the information, and we love our information, right? We are such an information society right now. But we don't actually do the implementation of those ideas or of that information. And that's where the hard stuff is. It actually, when you take the time to implement, when you take the time to do it, that's how you manifest. It's not just a, you know, law of attraction being that you just go set an intention and then don't do anything. Not at all. It's a setting of intention and then allowing the divine to guide you to what the right next step is. This is intentions, your intention to create something. All right, let's take in a nice deep breath and let's call in the divine, call in our angels. Say thank you, thank you, thank you for the support, the help in shifting through this and moving through this fear or concern that I have in creating what it is that is in my heart to create, what I feel so called to create. Thank you. Thank you for the support, the downloads, and the transformation that is available to me ongoingly. And thank you. All of this and so much more is manifested in my life. And so it is. All right, so just start tapping. Please go to divinetappingpoints.com. And it will show you where the points are. And I'm not going to guide you through them. I'm just going to do this, and you just tap through the points. So even though I have this big vision and a big desire to create more expansion in my life, more beauty in my life, more abundance in my life, more organization, more flow, more ease, and in all of these areas, I have this wonderful intention, and I believe I can do it. Can I do it in the next month? Who knows? But I do believe on some level that I can do it, and I feel called to do it. I feel called, and even though I see it and I have this like, I'm not sure I could do this. I'm not sure that I have what it takes to create this. I'm not sure how to create this. I'm willing to consider the fact that I can let go and let God. I can let go and let the divine take the lead on this. I can let go and just relax about it. I'm willing to consider the fact that I don't have to control it all, that I don't have to know how to do something. I don't have to know how everything works, or why it should work a certain way, or how it should work. I don't have to know that. All I need to know is I'm open. I'm open. I'm open. All I need to know is I'm open to allowing magic to happen. I'm open to allowing the divine to take the lead, to allowing the divine to figure things out, to allowing the divine to work for me and my best good. I'm open to allowing the divine to show me how, to show up in my life and to do for me, to make those connections, to put my information in front of certain eyes that need to be seeing my work. I am open to and allow this to happen. I'm willing, and any fears that I have, any concerns I have, any worries that I have, I let them go. I let them go, and I choose differently. I choose to say yes. I choose to say yes to my dreams. I choose to say yes to my visions. I choose to say yes to the divine. I choose to say yes to my downloads. And I choose to say yes to action on my downloads. I choose to implement. I choose to do what I'm guided to do and follow through so that I may have and create that which is in my heart. I choose to do this. And I choose to let go of any concerns that say I can't. I choose to let go of any worries that say I can't have the business that I want. I can't have the relationships that I want. I can't have the health that I want. I choose to know that I am healthy, that my angels protect me, that I am protected, and I do the things that I need to do to protect myself, to stay healthy, to honor my body. I choose to do those things with ease and with grace, with joy, with appreciation, with gratitude. I do those things because I know that those things make a difference. I choose to remain in a space of possibility, in a space of joy, in a space of love, in a space of happiness, in a space of gratitude, because I know those things will make a difference. I choose to see through the eyes of the divine. I choose to enjoy life as it is right here, right now, to love it, to appreciate it, to look at all the abundance that I currently have so that I can create more. To look at all of the health that I currently have so that I can even increase my health. To look at my body and love it for all that it does for me. To look at my life and appreciate how wonderful I have it. I choose love. I choose joy. I choose gratitude. I choose appreciation, and I choose to look at life through the eyes of the divine. I choose to look at my business through the eyes of the divine, knowing full well that everything is working together for me. Any fears I have, any resistance I have, I just allow it to be. I just let it go. I no longer need to carry that with me. I choose to release it. To say thank you, thank you, thank you for the guidance and the wisdom and the protection. I choose. I say thank you, God. Thank you that this shows up. Thank you that it works in my favor, that it flows, life flows, money flows in my favor, that clients flow in my favor and in their favor, that it is a win-win for all of us to work together. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This I declare is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. All right, Divine Ones, nice deep breath. I want you to just stay with this and go write in your journal anything that you notice that showed up for you, anything that allows you to receive that, what ahas did you have during the tapping? What was the awareness that you had? What came up for you? What were your ahas? And we'll see you on the call next month. Go get your divine on, everyone. Have a beautiful afternoon. Bye now.